Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, if you thought about upgrading your backyard, you should consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas, combining the benefits of a hot tub and a pool. Now, your kids are going to have fun all year long with a spacious swimming area on one end, hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. It's proudly made in America with installation in under a day. Just use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. When you go to masterspas.com, you can get up to $1,000 off. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, John Solomon, editor-in-chief, justthenews.com, has been breaking so much news as it relates to the Joe Biden bribery and money laundering scandal allegations that have been going forward. And he's been following the hearings and the investigation of the House Oversight Accountability Committee. That's Comer's committee and the Judiciary Committee. And then, of course, that's Jim Jordan and then the House Ways and Means Committee. But anyway, Comer made the revelation in a letter to the archivist at NARA that Colleen Shogan that requested unrestricted access to collection of memos that they have released, redacted from titled Records on Hunter Biden, James Biden and the Foreign Business Dealings. Now, remember, we went into this in great specificity and detail yesterday about this. And they're redacting pretty much everything and now claiming executive privilege on these issues. But this has been part of a pattern as it relates to transparency with the Biden White House. They don't want to be transparent. They didn't want to give the suspicious activity reports. They didn't want to hand over the 1023 form. And this is just now the latest in them stonewalling. Now, also, we know that James Comer and the House Ways and Means Committee in particular, they would like the Department of Homeland Security, Secret Service, FBI, all these people to start testifying based on testimony made by the IRS whistleblowers, the FBI whistleblowers, and so many others. But anyway, the archives is now threatening to withhold a lot of the evidence in this probe, claiming that it's personal and covered by executive privilege. Anyway, John Solomon is with us now. Sir, how are you?
I am well. Yes, some people are saying this is the beginning of the cover-up. We'll see if that's true.
Let's explain that in detail. Now, you were very kind enough to share three separate files with me today, and we can go through that as well, but let's start here.
Yeah, listen, I think the first thing is to understand that the same National Archives that fell over itself to make sure any evidence the government wanted or Congress wanted about Donald Trump could be made available to Congress and to the federal prosecutors. But now, when James Comer comes knocking saying, hey, there are details, there are activities going on where the vice president's office, Joe Biden's office, is coordinating messaging about Burisma, the crooked Ukrainian energy company that hired Hunter Biden. By the way, my word is not crooked. That's what Joe Biden's State Department called Burisma, a crooked company, that when they were coordinating on messaging, we want to see these records. In the there's a great moment where one of Hunter Biden's associates is coordinating with the communications team with the vice president how they're going to answer questions about why is Hunter Biden working for a crooked Burisma company. It's a clear government action. The United States government is working with a private entity to come up with a messaging platform to protect the vice president and his son from embarrassing questions from the news media. And they, and in that letter, they demand full access, and they say, oh, by the way, you're telling us you're not going to turn over some of these records because you consider them personal. We don't think they're personal, and that's not your call. We're Congress. We have our own oversight responsibility. You have a requirement to give us this information. It's the first inkling that we had gotten from anyone that the National Archives was treating these documents as personal and therefore maybe not able to be given to the American public or to Congress in an oversight matter. Now, that's silly. If they're sitting in the National Archives, it means they were considered government documents. I mean, they chronicled something of government action while Joe Biden was vice president. This is, I think, the first gauntlet being thrown down on the ground for an epic battle over access to Joe Biden's vice presidential records. It's going to involve Barack Obama at some point. There could be executive privilege claims. But there is a clear indication now that the National Archives are going to side with Joe Biden and try to keep some of this information from congressional investigators. That is a big moment in this growing scandal for the Biden White House.
Well, let me bring in the issue of America First Legal. That's Stephen Miller's legal watchdog group. And what they're saying is these Biden emails that they sent, fully redacted, to his son Hunter, it shows in their view that it was, quote, closely involved in the planning of critical White House events. Now, we also have 5,400 pseudonym emails that Joe Biden used as vice president. But anyway, a search of the vice president's official email records when he was vice president uncovered more than 1,000 between his office and Rosemont Seneca Partners. That's the business development company owned by Hunter Biden and as an associate who helped him rake in millions of dollars for Biden family members. Anyway, what they now know is the emails show that Hunter was closely involved in planning of critical White House events, even though he never held an official government role, even though he's now claiming at the time he was addicted to drugs. We know he has no experience in a lot of these things. So my question, I guess, is, and what I guess Stephen Miller's group is saying, that the emails show that Hunter was using his access to the White House to benefit those involved with Rosemont Seneca. Now, if you couple this to what we already know, and that is Joe lied when he said he never spoke to Hunter, his brother, or anybody for that matter about any of these foreign deals, and what we now know from Devin Archer, at least 20 phone calls that Joe Biden got on with Hunter and foreign business partners, never mind meetings with oligarchs at Cafe Milano, like the former First Lady of Moscow and a Kazakhstan oligarch, and then the sheer amount of money that was transferred, now we know through shell corporations, to 9 Biden family members, and the amount is tens of millions of dollars, John Solomon. I think the evidence is becoming overwhelming, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, listen, it's one overwhelming piece of evidence is that Joe Biden had a significant involvement with his son's company, and so did the taxpayer-funded staff of the vice president's office. Why is the vice president's office working with Rosemont Seneca partner Eric Schwerin to coordinate messaging about why Hunter Biden is working for Burisma Holdings? It's not a public matter. It's not something that should matter to the vice president. Send it to a private lawyer. Send it to Hunter Biden, but it's the other way around. Joe Biden's team is coordinating the messages. They're coordinating what they're going to tell the American public, and that disproves one of the things that Joe Biden has stuck to since the 2019 impeachment. I had nothing to do with my son's company. We didn't talk about it. It's just not true. They did talk about it. He talked to his clients. He got on phone calls with them. He had two dinners at Cafe Milano with his clients. They're talking about how specifically to address the news media about Hunter Biden's awkward appearance of being on a corrupt company when Joe Biden said he was fighting against corruption in Ukraine. Joe's energy advisor at the time, Joe Biden's energy advisor, Amos Hochstein, admits he had a contact with Joe Biden about his son's business in his association with Burisma. That contact occurred, and then Hunter Biden had a meeting with Amos Hochstein after that. So someone's relaying messages back between father and son. These things are now stating out as plain, cold, hard facts. And when you put them all together, there's only one thing you can conclude. factually, Joe Biden lied to the American people. He repeatedly gave false statements about what he knew, what his son was involved with, where the family's money came from, and what involvement his office had in these things. That is irrefutable now, and it's going to become a big issue hung around Joe Biden's neck as he enters into the 2024 election campaign.
And once this makes it into the body politic of this country for the election cycle, that is November 2024, I think that is a massive political liability. Go back to your timeline. You created this timeline. October 2015, it became official Obama administration policy. Their belief, interagency conclusion, was that the Ukrainians had made sufficient enough improvement on the issue of corruption. Therefore, it warranted the $1 billion in loan guarantees. That was then Joe's job leading up the administration's efforts in Ukraine to then deliver that money. All right. Fast forward December, same year, 2015. All right. We know that Burisma executives were desperately seeking, quote, D.C. help. The D.C. help they were seeking was the problem named Victor Shokin, who was investigating their company and, according to Devin Archer, could even bankrupt that company. So Hunter Biden, December 4th, 2015, is in Dubai. He's with Burisma executives, and he delivers. He gets the big guy on the phone. 5 days later, Joe Biden's in Ukraine, speaks before Parliament. There's talk about email exchanges back and forth that we'd like to get a hold of. What was Joe's office sending Hunter? Was it, you know, I just think that's information the American public deserves to have. It's a critical part of the investigation. But more importantly, that's when Joe leveraged that $1 billion to fire the prosecutor. The son of a bee, they do it in 6 hours. And what is the net result? Ukraine got their billion in loan guarantees, but the investigation stopped because that prosecutor's fired and Hunter continued to be enriched for a job of which he had no experience. Now, that to me sounds like a bribery scandal allegation. Your thoughts?
Well, it also matches what the FBI received from its trusted informant in a 1023 informant report in June of 2020. And one of the things we're going to talk about tonight on your TV show, I'm not quite ready to release all the information I'm still working on today, but tonight we'll be able to show that way before the FBI got this informant report in 2020, way before it got Hunter Biden's laptop in December 2019, way before the first criminal investigation about Hunter Biden was referred to the IRS and the FBI in 2018, all the way back to May of 2015, there were whistleblowers beginning to raise concerns that Hunter Biden and his associates were involved in fraudulent activity or suspicious activity or suspicious financial structures, which are is a terminology that bankers use to identify to the SEC that things are. These suspicions led to a presentation inside one of America's most famous banks. Though that bank made some referrals to the FBI. And in November 1st, 2016, 7 days before Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton, one of those Morgan Stanley whistleblowers, that's the bank, Morgan Stanley, went to the Securities and Exchange Commission and filed a significant whistleblower complaint saying, I've raised a lot of concerns. Some of these things are not being thoroughly investigated. Please look into it. That whistleblower never got a response back from the Securities and Exchange Commission, even though the SEC did all that Dodd-Frank reform and they said, whistleblowers matter to us. There's no evidence that there was any response or engagement with this whistleblower about these allegations. How clear were the allegations? Well, in the cover sheet of the presentation about why they thought there was improper activity going on around Hunter Biden, there was a picture of Hunter Biden, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden sitting together at a basketball game. It was clear this involved the current occupants of the White House. It specifically mentioned Hunter Biden's company, Rosemont Seneca. It specifically mentioned Hunter Biden's history, including being kicked out of the Navy for cocaine abuse, working for, yes, Burisma. Isn't that funny? Someone in Morgan Stanley realized that Burisma was a concern, so they highlighted in May of 2015. It means that the effort to protect and keep Hunter Biden out of the limelight, out of scrutiny, out of investigation goes all the way back to May 2015, when Barack Obama and Joe Biden are still comfortably in the White House. That's what these documents that we're going to make public tonight show.
Wow. This is getting more interesting. All right, quick break. More with editor-in-chief and investigative reporter of justthenews.com, John Solomon. And then your call's coming up, 800-941-SEAN, as we continue. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. You know, violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. You know, violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
Breaking news, did you hear that gold hit an all-time high? And based on market analysis, it could soar even higher. With inflation increasing, global tensions escalating, and central banks buying gold at record levels, the gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. $7,000. In fact, experts claim that gold investing madness is just getting started. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees, plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Visit HannityGold.com for free IRA fees, bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Join the tens of thousands of people who have already joined the gold rush and diversified their savings with gold and silver. Visit HannityGold.com now.
25 to the top of the hour. Straight ahead, we'll get to your phone calls. I mentioned this earlier. Look, there are bad people in this world. There just are. And you know, there are many people like me. I'm a big Second Amendment advocate, huge Second Amendment advocate. However, for years, you know, one of the reasons I train in mixed martial arts and situational self-defense is I wanted an alternative than that one alternative. I wish we trained police officers and police departments more and gave them more options. Now, this is where this great advertiser of ours, Burner, comes in. They have created a non-lethal option. Now, it looks like a pistol. Looks like a firearm. It doesn't exactly look like one if you get the pink version or the orange version or the yellow version.
The orange version is awesome. I'm just saying.
Just say, you don't like the pink?
I got the orange.
I would have bet you like the pink or the yellow.
I like orange.
Anyway, so Burner, what they do is it's a formidable launcher. And I go in my backyard and I have inert projectiles and I have targets set up. And I can use it and hit targets 40 feet away. Now, here's the beauty of it. It's non-lethal. God forbid somebody breaks into your house and you have to make a split-second decision. And they're further away. It gives you time to use your burner. And it's all part of my personal security strategy to use that first, the non-lethal option. And if that hits a perpetrator instantaneously, it will open up and explode. And then they are incapacitated if you hit them where you should on upper body mass, and with two types of pepper spray and also with tear gas. And it just incapacitates them so you can escape and call
Sean,
the police.
You get 20 to 25 minutes here. It's not a little bit of time. So
oh, no.
you actually can really disable that situation. And people would get a little nervous when they're using, like, you know, a real gun. This, you know, you feel a little less scared to do it and you disable the situation. It's awesome.
The worst case scenario is, you know what? Remember, if you pull out that firearm, odds are if you hit that person, you might be facing a jury of 12. Not in the case of Burner. It's legal in every state, although there are different restrictions. You got to check that out as well. I am a very big proponent of this non-lethal option for homeowners and people that believe in self-defense. And if you like the pink, the yellow, the orange version, I happen to like the black version, you can get that as well. Just go to their website. It's burner.com/Hannity. Check out their videos. They're amazing. You get 10% off your purchase. BYRNA.com/Hannity. Do it to protect yourself and your family. And this is about personal security. Let me play. Yes, just so you know, Kamala Harris is ready to take over. If anything, God forbid, should ever happen to Joe, she's ready.
Questions of the president's age often go hand in hand with questions about how you would step in the role, you know, if necessary. Do you feel prepared for that possibility? And serving as vice president prepared you for that job?
Yes.
And how would you, you know, describe that process?
Which process?
Like, as far as, you know, being ready for that.
Well, first of all,
she is ready.
She's ready.
Once you tell her,
it said, "Are you ready for that job?" Yes.
Process, what it is?
I'm ready to jump in.
Let me tell you, that community bank is going to be right
there. The community bank that's in the community to help members of the community.
Those Venn diagrams.
In the bank,
it's going to carry her through.
Venn diagrams, and with the passage of time, we're all passing through time, and time is passing. So together, we're passing through time.
Sand in a bottle.
The governor and I, and we were all doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
Workers are building electric buses so people can get where they need to go.
And as the name suggests, community banks are in the community.
Of course, our small business leaders are leaders in business, and they are also civic leaders and community leaders.
Okay, there's your vice president. Sounds ready to me. I have no doubt at all. She's ready, raring to go. God help each and every one of us. I will say that. Joyless Behar claiming Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie to be a champion of the left. I really enjoyed this comment.
I want to talk to all those Republicans who are in that debate, and I have questions for them.
Yeah.
I want to say to Chris Christie, sir, you have been a champion to the left right now because you have told the truth about Donald Trump. So when they asked you, would you vote for him? Why were you hesitant when in raising your hand? Why don't you just raise your damn hand and say, I'm going to vote for him if that's what you believe? That won't please me, but that's the truth, then do it.
Oh, that won't please me. God forbid you get the wrath of Joyless. I mean, that'll be a very difficult, joy-free day, I'll tell you that. You know, the funny thing is, and this happens with all these rhino Republicans, and what a disappointment. You know, you think about John McCain. The media loved John McCain, the maverick John McCain. John McCain that would criticize Republicans more than he'd criticize Democrats. Then John McCain got the nomination to run for president, and they brutalized him. The people that, you know, now are claiming that Chris Christie is a champion of the left, it's never going to happen. But if Chris Christie ever got the nomination, I promise you, they will Donald Trump him so fast your head will spin. Bridgegate, you know, a beach gate, every gate, 14% approval gate. Let me tell you something.
You mean the hug felt around the world?
Oh, that was a beautiful. That was a beautiful moment. And then people were critical of Ron DeSantis not meeting with Biden. I'm like, he's got better things to do than meet with somebody that doesn't know what day of the week it is. Just send the money to the people of Florida and go home. You're useless anyway. You're only there for a photo op. That was the only true thing that he said. Oh, I'm going to get in the way. Yeah, he went down to Florida, got in the way.
But KJP yesterday, that was that exchange with Ducey.
Oh, it's great. Let's play that again. That's worth it. That is, this is a great exchange. This is from this new book on Biden. You know, that his own, the people that surround him treat him like a baby. They have to treat him like a baby. I would not be surprised if they actually are spoon feeding him, you know, baby.
Well, he's got
food
ice cream.
And ice cream.
Chocolate chip.
Yeah, but
President Biden is the oldest president in U.S. history. Why does White House staff treat him like a baby?
No one treats the president of the United States, the commander in chief, like a baby.
So there's this book that says
that's ridiculous.
When staff
it's a ridiculous
back
claim.
What sounded like a call for regime change in Russia, the president, quote, rather than owning his failure, he fumed to friends about how he was treated like a toddler. Was John Kennedy ever babied like that?
So look, I'll say this. There's going to be a range of books that are about every administration, as you know, that's going to have a variety of claims. That is not unusual. That happens all the time. And we're not going to litigate those here. That's something that we're not going to speak to.
Uh-huh.
Some angry baby.
Unreal. All right, let's get to our busy telephone, shall we? Let's say hi to Patrick in Virginia. Hey, Patrick, how are you, sir? Glad you called.
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
I'm good. You know, you got a big election going on in your state for the two houses in Virginia, and it's going to get very interesting. And I know that your governor, Youngkin, has put a lot on the line trying to get him. He has a slim majority in the lower house, and he's looking to take over the Senate in the state of Virginia, and he gets four seats. I believe you get a majority.
I certainly hope so. I'm just hoping the attorney stays red.
Yeah, me too. Well, it was. It did go red. It went red for Youngkin.
Yeah, but not far enough.
That's true. Now you take it the next step. You got a chance in November. I know a lot of people aren't talking about it, but we're paying attention to it, okay?
Yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to tell you thank you for what you do, you and your staff. It's amazing. I just wish all these other fake news channels could do what you do and tell the truth, but that's not going to happen. And I would just like to speak a little bit. You're talking about this people living paycheck to paycheck. And I'm making $4 more an hour now than I was in 2019, which is $8,320 a year more. And times is 10 times worse than they were.
Yeah, you got a pay cut even with your pay increase. You're paying more for bare necessities. Yes, that you are. In every way, because I think it's the American people like you that make this country great. It's the hardworking men and women that get up every day, just like you. You work your ass off. Let me guess, you work 12, 14 hours a day. You come home, you raise your kids, you take them to church, you get them off to school, you make their lunch, you do the little studying with them, have some fun, and crash and get up and do it all over again. That's the great American story. However, the average American household is paying close to 10 grand in Biden inflation tax. And by the way, everything's costing more again because gas prices are now right at $4 a gallon. So here we go again. These policies are killing us. They're killing 61% of Americans now paycheck to paycheck. I've been there, Patrick. Not fun, man.
Yeah, I can't see how the Biden administration can stand up there and lie, lie, lie. I know they're under oath and they must not have no raisins because I just don't see how they can lie to the American people like they are doing. It's pitiful.
You know what I think? I think you would have been a better representative. You should have gotten the millions from China and Russia and Kazakhstan and Romania and Ukraine. I think you would have been done a better job for Burisma Holdings, the oil and gas giant. I bet you know more than Hunter about oil and gas, don't you?
Yes, sir. And if I could have got it, I would have put it in the right hands. I tell you that.
I have every belief you would. Listen, I wish I could give you I wish I could snap my fingers and tell you it's going to be better. I can't. I wish I could pass on good news that, you know what, don't worry, better days are ahead. I'll only be able to tell you that after the election in November of 2024. And I might come on the air and tell you it's not looking good because these idiotic policies, these imbecilic, radical, climate alarmist cult redistribution of wealth policies are going to continue and get worse. And I hope I don't ever have to relay that message because it will get worse. The one thing I can promise you about socialism, whatever name it's given, whatever form it takes on, whatever manifestation it takes on, it always results the same. And that is people are poor, unfulfilled promises, and a loss of freedom. That's a guarantee. And I'm hoping that America changes course. We'll have a shot in November of 24. I hope we take advantage of it. Last word.
I just hope American people can see the light and see what we need to do to get it changed. And I got one more quick question for you. Do you think if Trump does get to be the president again, you think he can fix things in 4 years?
Yeah, I actually do. I think a lot of progress can be made in 4 years. I do. I really believe that. I think we could finish the border wall, return to energy independence. I think law and order will be mandated around the country. I think his economic policies are far superior to anything any Democrats offering. I think his foreign policy, peace through strength, and this strength that he projects versus Biden's weakness, it'll make everything better. But, you know, it's the hardest job in the world. I wouldn't want that job. That's a little out of my league, I think. Anyway, Patrick, God bless you, my friend. You're a good man. Shelby in Arizona. What's up, Shelby? How are you? I know it's a dry heat out there in the summer, right? Dry heat.
That's right. It is. It's been really hot here, but we're doing good. Thanks for taking my call, Sean. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to share some of my thoughts. I'm really concerned about the upcoming election. I'm a Trump supporter. Haven't always been. When Trump announced he was first running in the 2016 election, I wasn't a huge fan, but I've seen how he has put America first and tried to protect the American people. So he is my guy, especially going into this next election. And I was listening yesterday when you and Jay Sekulow were talking about the 14th Amendment. And what if Trump is not put on the ballot this upcoming election? Listen, I'm so tired right now. And I know that I've talked to other people who are just as tired as me when these yahoos are trying to usurp our right to pick our presidential candidate and vote for him. So what I'm going to do if Trump is not on these ballots when the election begins, I'm going to be writing his name on the ballot and putting him on the ballot. And I'm just wondering if every person who's going to vote for Trump did that and had that thought, what would that look like?
You know, first of all, I don't think they're going to get there, and I'll tell you why. The Constitution won't allow them to get there. Does that make sense? And here's why. He's not even being charged with insurrection, sedition, any of the things that all these words that the Democrats throw out there and the media mob throws out there. It doesn't mean a thing. It really doesn't. So I just think that, you know, on from a constitutional point of view, you actually have to be convicted of something to be able to even contemplate triggering that type of action. It can't just be because the people like Adam Schiff and the media mob or paid, you know, legal pundits on left-wing networks want it to be so. You know, you actually are presumed innocent still, at least for now. That may change until proven guilty. And if he's not proven guilty, they don't have a case. Slam dunk. All right, appreciate the call, Shelby. God bless you. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. All right, this Labor Day weekend sale is now happening over at Blinds.com. It is the biggest sale ever, up to 50% off right now. And Blinds.com, they have your windows covered. I mean, literally, shopping online does not mean you sacrifice style or service in any way. They have a huge selection of top quality, customizable shutters, shades, window coverings, you name it. They have it all. Roman roller shades, shutters, you name it. They've got it all. They have light filtering shades, so you get the perfect amount of light even as the days get shorter. So talk to a Blinds.com professional design expert today. That's free. You get samples for free delivered right to you. It's simple, fast, easy, and free. That's right. If you need help with measuring and installation, you're covered there as well. And with Blinds.com, you don't need to wait around for an in-home consultation just to get a quote. You always get upfront pricing at their website. No store beats their prices. Get up to 50% off and big doorbusters at Blinds.com. The Labor Day sale going on right now. The biggest sale ever, now happening and continuing. Blinds.com.
More Hannity, less big government.
He's your watchdog on Washington.
Hannity is on.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern. We'll have the latest on the special prosecutor counsel now telling the judge that Hunter Biden will be indicted. Breaking news from John Solomon tonight. He'll join us. We'll get legal analysis with Jonathan Turley, Mark Levin, the great one, Mike Pence. What is it about conservatism and populism? He gave a speech on that today, the differences that he sees. Brian Brenberg, Kaylee McGee White, Mike Huckabee, 9 Eastern, set your DVR. Hannity, Fox, see you tonight, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
that world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.